Hello and welcome to the award winning gutter award. It's been won.
Thanks to the Academy.
You guys, it's you, the little people. I'm all giddy today because Newcastle have signed a striker. Well, looks like they're about to. Hi, Pete. Hi, Neil. Hi, Josh. Wow, Newcastle, they caught a break, Josh. They caught a break. They signed Voltomada. What's his first name? Something English like Nick or Ryan. I can't remember.
Jimbo
Voltomada, who I watched in the summer. Hope Newcastle aren't watching this. I was scouting Wirtz in the summer watching Germany, so I watched him and he was shite. But hopefully Newcastle won't watch this. It's a safe bet. But anyway, in all seriousness, they seem to have gone from, not exactly 0 to 60, but from sort of chasing around all the various bomb strikers of Europe, quite frankly, or let's call them second-tier strikers of Europe, to finally catching a break with one who's got a bit of a profile. Let's put it this way, one who Bayern Munich really would like to have had on their roster.
Yeah, and it seems like it's basically the sort of kicking point or the sticking point that has been with Bayern Munich, and what's got Newcastle over the line is the money, and that's the thing that Newcastle have always had, no matter how much Newcastle fans have protested this summer about the cartel and all these things, and as if there's some sort of secret pot of money for everybody else. The one thing Newcastle have always had in their favour is the money. It seems like they are going to stump it up for Voltomada. It seems like they are still going to go out and get a Callum Wilson replacement as well, which will probably be Johan Visser at this stage, given how long that's been a saga over the summer. So it all means good things for Liverpool. This has been the conditions of the sale the whole time. It's why I've been sort of quietly optimistic. I think, and as the window has dragged on, I've definitely lost some of that optimism that Isak would still come to Liverpool. But there has always been this sort of thing that's hung over the conditions of the sale tag that Newcastle keep putting on it, which is just that Newcastle need to get the bodies in. Liverpool needed to get the bodies in. It looks like Liverpool are going to get some bodies in before the end of the window now, including potentially Mark Gay as well. So, you know, this has been the thing. This has been the kicker for the whole time.
I've increasingly bought into the conspiracy theory, Pete. Not entirely, but seen some merits in the conspiracy theory that Newcastle have almost been deliberately, what's the word, filibustering over buying a striker, delaying, procrastinating, seeing if they could tough it out and get over past the transfer window deadline date and go, we tried, Alexander, we tried, come and rehabilitate. You know, you can see all the names that we turned down. But as we seem to have passed a certain point where they're past that meeting where all the guys in the suits and the big cars went to his house on Monday, it's been reported, and tried to persuade him one last time. Once we got past that point, it's funny that Newcastle seemed to have sort of sprung into action and got one over the line like that.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I think what it is, though, there has been those conspiracy theories, hasn't it? I've not always bought into them, because at the end of the day, these are very, very rich people, but they're businessmen, and essentially they're going to do what's right for them.